okay, 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 okay.
What everyone else
sounds like
see?
A CTA like announcement.
Yeah. That's the fucking work, because at work we have, they have radios that they communicate on during like sort and everything, and they'll like you'll be talking to them and then just and you're like, what did they say? And they're like, oh, they said this. Like, how the fuck did you hear that? I'm closer to your fucking radio than you are, and I couldn't understand them.
See more butts to the principal's office.
See more butts to the principal's office, please.
I need to see more butts.
We need a janitor in the fourth period class of Mr. Stenson, because he shit himself again. Sorry, I didn't mean to sing
Mr.
that part.
Mr. Stenson shit himself again.
Time to take a dump.
I'd also like to circle back to Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk, please come back to the office.
Come to my office.
Mike
and Hawk. Fuck Mike Hawk. Mike Hawk.
Come directly to my office.
Why does
don't talk to anyone
intercoms?
Else.
This seems really inefficient.
Really need Mike
three
Hawk
different
in
vice
my
principals.
Office.
Yeah, three different vice principals who all hate each other.
But you're fucking
Jim.
Talk
fuck
over
you,
each other.
You know, Mike Hawk, don't come to the principal's office.
Mike Hawk,
you
come to my office, not his office.
Mike Hawk, come to my office.
No, Mike Hawk.
My office.
Mike Hawk. Mike Hawk.
We haven't been recording any of this, have we? Or is that light on?
Oh, yeah, no, it's recording.
Okay, great. I can't wait. People get to deal with that loud-ass shit for the first part of the podcast.
Yeah, it's a nice welcome.
Ugh. Farts have already started. We're not more than 10 seconds into this.
I've never known a gassier man.
And once I eat that taco, it's down. We're done. It's done down.
Well, welcome to episode 7.
Is it 7 or is it 8? I don't even know anymore. I'm making fun of that. Like, that was that was so long ago. That was the last episode that we did that shit. Fuck. How's your sip there, buddy?
Good. I was pretty thirsty.
I'm going to try to angle myself a little, because every time we do this, I always end up like looking at you.
You're like
while
this?
I talk.
Mm-hmm.
I almost always
no,
end up
you never
at,
look at me.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like
never.
I feel like I'm trying to exclude you at
that's
the lunch
fine.
Table.
I think the show might improve if you watch him instead of me.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Because I like watching you without you watching me.
Oh, that's cute. I love watching you when you're not paying attention.
You're not allowed to break eye contact this entire episode.
This whole podcast, I just have to stare deep into your beautiful
eyes.
Stare
into my soul, baby. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you broke eye contact because of your cute dog. Just chewing on his leash. He's going to tear through another one.
Stare into my soul.
Oh, it's so fucking adorable.
I need to do a quick... I know this is the...
Yep.
I can't remember because I switched them last
Yo,
episode.
Yo, my name is Stuart, and I'm here to say that I... Yep.
Yep, okay, that's right. The applause.
That's
that
the
mean.
Applause. What's the other one?
Yeah, this should be the drone.
Yeah,
okay, I got
classic.
It. I
those
got
are the
classic.
Most important buttons.
Yeah, we got to remember that.
Yeah, basically.
That buys us a good 5 minutes an episode.
Yeah, I say. Yeah, exactly. That's like most of our material right there. I say that once we really start rolling in the bills, we're going to buy a circular table so that we don't have to, there's no corners you have to deal with.
We're gonna have our own office.
We're going to have
our own
office.
Podcast office.
I could never take us seriously enough to warrant going into the office.
We're going to have our own office with our own studio.
Yeah.
We're gonna hire our own engineers.
We're gonna hire our interns. Where are you going, Stuart? I've got to go to the office to record a dumb fucking podcast with two friends. Got to record two. I have to talk for 2 hours each week to make $40,000. Thank you, Clint.
And we're not gonna. They're going to be unpaid interns, of course.
Oh, of course. We don't pay our interns.
We can't afford to have a paid
you
intern.
You think we make enough money to fucking pay our interns?
We blew it all in the office space.
We'll add another Patreon section where it's like, if you want to pay our interns, then you have to do this.
Oh,
if
my
not,
God, the intern payment tier. We need 5 people to give us $500 a month so we can pay our interns for their work. We have 30 interns that we split $2,500 a month. Between wait,
that'd
yeah,
be
right.
That'd be less than $100, wouldn't it?
Literally a person, yeah. Everyone gets like $85 a month. Woo!
Yeah,
but it's college credit.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll give you college credit.
We'll recruit for Ball State.
Yes, and we'll make them drive all the way down
yeah,
to Indy.
We won't relocate
5 days a week.
Yep.
And we only record one day. We just make
yeah,
it come.
We make it come to like do shit that doesn't actually matter. We give mm-hmm. them like busy, weird, like corporate middle manager work yeah. shit.
We make them buy us all our meals.
I'm feeling like cluster truck today. John, come over here. Sounds like you're going to be getting me cluster truck today. It's like, is this really college credit? Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You have to pay us for college credit.
You're an audio engineer major. Shut up. You're an architecture major. Why are you here?
I thought this was an architecture podcast.
An architecture podcast. I love when the walls curve a little bit. That's my favorite part of architecture. I think that might just be a foundational issue. That house is about to fall over.
That's why I love it. Well, are we just skipping over the intros this week?
No,
It seems like you were a little adamant about it last week.
No, we got to do it. Hi, my name is Stuart.
I'm Curtis.
And my name is Mav.
Yeah, welcome to the Babe, I Love You podcast. Podcast. Yeah! Can I get that on the thing?
No.
God damn it. For all the listener out there, he held his little finger right above the button. His crypt keeper finger.
My fingy.
His little fingy. He held it over the button and he stared at me and he was like, Stuart, I'm going to hit the button. He said that, but no one heard it. He bleeped it out.
Yeah, I bleeped it out. In post.
In post, yeah. He bleeped this out in post.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yep. I'll time mark it.
I'm looking at you again. I gotta look,
look at me.
This is why the episode is so bad already.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible because I can't look at
Curtis. Into my soul.
If I look over Curtis for too long, I'm gonna have to have sex with him. So I can't do that on air.
That would be great for our viewership, I think, or listenership.
I've been listening since they first started. I mean, the first episode was a little rough, but they got a little better throughout. But then episode 7, they just start fucking right on the mics, and I don't know if I'm all about that. And then like 2 months later, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling the fucking on the mic. I feel like it's pretty good. I mean, they do bits while they fuck now, so it's pretty funny.
I'll wire your microphones so that it's kind of set up like a drum set.
No, you give us lav mics so that it's just this horrible just, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Shit. One of us is exhaling from our nose, just... You hook a lav mic into your nostril and just
there's a few TED Talks that are like that.
Where they just fuck on stage.
Yeah.
But they start off all serious where they come out and they're like, hi, my name is, you know, I'm John.
And I have AIDS.
And I have AIDS. And everyone's, you know,
this is how I got it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. He just comes on stage. My name is John, because that's the character's name, I guess. And I have AIDS. And this is how I got it. And then he just does hardcore porn. Yeah. Right on stage in front of everybody. It's like 45 minutes, too. It's not a short one. That little clock you can kind of see sometimes in shots, you can see it ticking down. It hits zero, but nobody stops him.
They're into it.
Watching.
Everyone is they're all masturbating.
Yeah. The entire crowd.
Intensely.
To be fair,
nobody has come until he comes. They're all just edging themselves that entire 45 minutes.
TEDx Berlin.
Of course it was. TEDx Berlin. But to be fair, in actual TED Talks, that's basically what everyone's doing. They're just jacking each other off, being like, I discovered that if you stop being sad, you won't be sad anymore. And then everyone in the crowd's like, he's right!
You're right.
You're right. If I just stop being sad,
I won't be sad.
This is going to get 2 million views on YouTube. Oh, it's 5 minutes of bullshit. Backed up by stupid fucking PowerPoint slides you put together 10 minutes before this presentation. Star wipe.
That is... I used to be like really into TED Talks.
Seems same. And like, which is why I say that now.
Yeah, no, because looking back on it now, it's like... I can't remember a single one that, like, actually made an impact.
No. I mean...
Like, at the time, I was like, wow,
that's
interesting.
That's really
great.
It's the same effect as whenever I see something on TikTok that's, like, an inspirational moment where it's like, hey, if you fight real hard, you know, that's pretty good. And I'm like, that is pretty good. And then I immediately forget whatever the fuck I just heard. It goes on to the next video where some dude's like, I shoved a cord in my asshole. And you're like, whoa. Like, next video.
And send to my friends.
It's kind of along the same lines of whenever you are on TikTok, it's just this absolute, like, the complete antithesis from the video previous where one is someone being like, yeah, I went through a really hard time and, you know, got really depressed. And I realized then, and it's some guy talking about like how he found faith or some shit. The next one is like, watch this shit. It's like, fucking do a barrel roll off of my roof. And you're like, whoa, crazy. And then the next one's like, I made these chicken pot pie pies and they're really good. And I'm like, I don't care about
and the next
pot
one's
pie.
Tits.
Yeah, the next one's a chick doing like a TikTok dance with her tits almost half out. And she yeah. has way more views than every other video. Yeah,
of course. Of course.
It's fucking
tits get views.
Yeah, tits get views. They always have. They always will. We got to add some more tits to this podcast. Add in tit noise now. Thank you.
Tit noise.
Tit noise.
What do you suggest for that when I'm searching through my samples?
That's what a tit noise sounds like. A little,
just a smack?
Just a poof, just because it's a little titty falling
kind
of
the same as balls.
It's a big donk titty. No, see, first you do titty slap, and then you do ball slap, because this is a highbrow podcast. And then you do fun fart noise. Ooh, pretty funny.
Got him.
God.
That's the, I don't, you know, you really, you know, opened up a cork now, because more than I'm thinking about it, it's like, I've heard all these like instructional or inspirational things
fuck
a million times.
Yeah.
And like I do enjoy the, there's just one new podcast I've been listening to by Anna Luno.
It's this guy, his name's Gary Vee. He's pretty inspirational.
Oh my God. Yeah, Gary Vee has just changed my life.
It changed my life.
I've
been buying Bitcoin since I started listening to him. I stopped eating lunch.
Bitcoin and Bitcoin and baseball cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I started listening to this podcast with Anna Luno, who's a, she does a lot, but she's a DJ and producer from Australia, and she interviews other DJ and producers, and they just go over different points of creativity, and when it comes to things like creativity, and I listen to a few other podcasts like that, it's like, everything that I've heard on these podcasts, I've heard before.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's the same shit over and over.
It's just
recycled
material. So recycled.
And a lot of it's not even fucking, like, real. Like, because the thing is creativity is such a fleeting thing. Like, it's very hard to hold on to that inspiration and anything you would do in, a creative endeavor that some asshole, well, like me, an asshole on a podcast or, like, any of us here, I suppose, being like, oh, inspiration, you know, when in the moment you got to grab it, it's great. Like, that's fucking half the time people's like, I was inspired at 4 a.m. last night when I woke up in a panic sweat, and then after 2 minutes, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. That was my inspiration. And then maybe the next day I'm inspired for 4 hours after watching like a TED Talk. No, after watching like a fucking movie I had no intention of seeing that day. Like, it's completely almost unpredictable in most scenarios.
Well, and you know, this pod, I do greatly enjoy Anna's podcast. I think it's really well done, and I love hearing the interviews and everything. And, you know, it's definitely helped spark creativity. But like, when it comes to advice, when it comes to like such, I can't find the word for it, but like creativity and just like different influences that don't really have a certain path, it's just like everyone tries to be an influencer about that. And
they like to co-opt the thing that literally can't be co-opted.
Yeah.
Like, I know the secret to the completely open-ended world of creation.
And then it's
like,
the most open-ended secret.
Yeah, exactly. The secret is you just have to do it. And you're like,
believe.
Right. Yeah, believe.
You have to believe. You
or
can
it's
do
like,
it.
All you need to do is take that first step. I can't remember what I was listening to. I think it was an ad that was talking about like, about working out is what it was. And they're like, the first day is always the hardest. I'm like, no, it fucking isn't. The hardest day is like day number 6. Like,
yeah, like keeping it going.
Exactly. Day number 1, that's easy because you're like, fuck it, I'll do it. It's been a long time. And then you do it and you're like, man, you know what? It hurt, but I felt pretty good about it. It's kind of like anal sex. And then the next time that you do it, yeah. The next time you're like, okay, I mean, I'm starting to feel it. It's okay. And then maybe after like 3 or 4 times when it's no longer new, you're like, do I really want to go today? Like, you start to,
and then you get a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, but what?
From the anal sex.
I was like, are we still talking about?
we're talking about anal sex.
That's fair. Yeah, then you get a hemorrhoid. And you're like, I don't want to do anal sex anymore. But then your boyfriend's like, but I wanna. And you're like, maybe, I don't know. And then you fart on him, and he's like, never mind.
And you poop on his chest.
And then you take a fat shit in your hand and smear it on his chest when he's not looking. He's like, oh, you got me. And you're like, yeah, now go take a shower, shit ass.
Dirty slut.
Dirty fucker. And he's spit in his eye. But yeah, no, right around that like third or fourth day, it stops being new, and that's when it's fucking hard. Yeah. That's when discipline kicks in. Yeah. Because that's, if anyone ever, here I go, and be like, don't ever give advice about creative shit because it's all open-ended. But if I could ever give advice about creative shit, discipline is the only way you're getting anything done creative. Like, you can run off inspo, and that'll inspiration for those.
Wow, that was nice.
That was a great term right there.
Thank you.
You're so beautiful.
You can run off inspiration.
You're so beautiful.
But inspiration is fleeting, and who knows when the fuck it's going to come through. It's great for making shit good, but eventually you're going to have to get it done if you actually want it to be a thing. Like, that's it. That's it. That's all that's it. Now, if this was Gary Vee, one of you would be like, that's ridiculous. That's insane.
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm like, what, bro? What? Of course. Yeah, that's right. I'm Gary Vee, and then I'm going to come.
I think I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself later. And I will, because I have discipline. I fall through on my ideas.
And this is why it took us 9 months to actually do the first episode of the podcast.
It's because we had to buy the equipment, and that's it.
We all the podcast that we started talking about probably like when we were living together in college.
Yeah. Well, back then, it was just a stupid thing that college kids said, because, I mean, yeah. Come on, that's what college kids do. They're like, oh my God, this is so funny, we can make a podcast. That's kind of what we did, but we didn't say it like that. We said it like normal.
Yeah,
but yeah, so
one thing I was thinking about today is with you and I moving back in together is just thinking about that Abbott Street house and just
whoa, don't call it out.
Just how loud.
Okay, there's a million fucking Abbott Streets in the goddamn world, all right?
They can narrow it down. If someone listened to every episode of this, okay, all the no listeners, if you wanted to, you could figure out exactly where we are just by listening to those 7 episodes, but you got to listen to them a lot, and you got to tell your friends about it.
But that was also where we lived like 3 years ago, so.
That is very true. So you got a long trek. You never know. Maybe in 10 episodes, you'll be able to pin down someone else's place.
But yeah, that house was so loud. And not just because, you know, they're obviously we were just fucking riffing off each other.
Yeah.
And screaming at video games and shit.
Yeah.
But just because we were already like old men in that house where we would just like groan every time we like stood up. What are you guys doing today?
Yeah. Playing more Apex Legends, I see.
I'm going to go to class like at 11:30.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come home. I'm going to sit on the couch. Might make a Jack's. Might make a Jack's pizza. I don't know if I'm not lazy enough to get up.
Yeah, yeah. I have to see if I can get up later and put in a pizza in the oven.
Now more than ever, I realize just how fucking easy college truly was for that, because it's like, oh my God, I have to wake up at 10:30 and go to my 11 o'clock class. That's only 50 minutes today. And then I have a 4-hour break until my 3 o'clock class. That's also 50 minutes. And then I'm done. I have 2 classes today, and that was it. I remember one semester I had a class at 10 in the morning. And I was like, what is this garbage? This is bullshit. It was the earliest class I ever had.
I think my earliest was either 8 or 9.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
I think my earliest was 9 because I could barely even get to 9.
Yeah, I was able to avoid all 8 a.m.s because I was able to, because I, you know, I had a few credits whenever I went into college, so I skipped a grade. So I'm like, I'm a freshman, but I'm like a sophomore in credits. Like, I definitely did that, and I hate everybody who does that because I did it and I hated it.
I just said I was a sophomore.
Do
I skipped my whole freshman phase.
Like, I'm a freshman, but I'm basically a sophomore.
I just said I was a sophomore.
Oh, nice.
Didn't even have the credits. You just said you're a sophomore.
No, yeah. I had the credits. That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. But you didn't like do the hair pull or anything. No. Like, I'm just like fucking pretty good. But yeah, since I got in, I was able to get into the higher level classes, which are already like none of those fucking things are at 8 in the morning. English teachers, they're not getting up at 8 in the morning. Those people are rolling
my
in.
My 8 a.m. was an English class.
Well, that's a different English class.
It depends
class.
On
I'm
how
saying,
old the professor is.
Sorry, creative writing English teachers. Those are different.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
Fair enough.
The English, enough. Yeah, the English teacher you're talking about, those are the shitty, like, we need 5 paragraphs and a thesis statement and this, make sure your sources are cited. If I see MLA, I'm going to shoot somebody. It's APA. Only here, and then they like mark your grammar, and you're like, man,
that was the English class I had to retake.
Yeah, I wonder why. It's because it's garbage.
Well, no, it was an 8 a.m. and if I showed up, if you showed up more than like certain amount of times late, She's cut like half a letter grade off.
Jesus Christ.
And I was I got a B plus in the class and I ended with like a D because of how late I was and how many classes I missed.
Curtis missed half the classes. She's like, I gotta give you a D.
Yeah, just because I can't pass it, just because I can pass it without having to go to class sometime doesn't mean I should get it, have to retake it.
That whole policy does kind of suck. I get the idea of like, yeah, be here kind of, like be here on time. Don't show up 40 minutes into a 50-minute class and waltz in the door like, I was here. But like if you're a few minutes past the bell, I don't give a shit if I was a teacher.
If I knew that I was going to be more than 5 minutes late to a class, I just wouldn't go.
That's also fair.
I didn't want to walk into a class that late.
The other thing about my classes is like they when everyone's like every time you'd go through the syllabus week, you know, you go to the first class and they're like, today we're going to read this syllabus and after 2 minutes you can leave.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. Like, yeah. Every time that went through, they'd all be like, yeah, you know, there is an absence policy where if you're absent this many days, normally we'd have to do something, but we don't care. Just give me a reason that's good, and you don't have to come to class. And I was like, man,
I'll believe you.
Fuck yeah, exactly. Like, that's the other thing. Some teachers, you'd be like, I'm sick, and they're like, what do you mean? Like, I'm sick, I can't come to class. I'm like, are you really, though? Like, what the fuck,
where's
dude?
Your fucking doctor's note,
like,
bitch?
That shit. Other teachers, like, if you okay, sure, don't come to class. I don't fucking care. Like, catch up on your work. That's it. Okay, cool. Sounds good to me. Like, because that's like how 90% of things work in real life, where you've got something going on. You're like, hey, man, I'm ill. And they're like, oh, okay. I just catch up later.
Catch up tomorrow.
Yeah. They're not like, you only have one absence or else you're fucking. Well, I mean, at work, they do that a lot of times with like the whole, you know, the point system they do in those like factories where everything that you fucking do wrong, you get a point. And if you get enough points, they fire you. You're like, Jesus Christ.
They had those for absences at my last job.
Really?
I'm not saying my last job. Isn't that crazy?
Look at this guy. Matt moved on to his new job. I apologize.
It's okay.
God damn. I'm sorry.
Fucked us again.
I just keep saying
you.
It for the rest of the
podcast. I love you. I love you.
I hate you.
I love you.
I hate me.
Hey, Matt, I watched a movie you might like the other day.
Yeah?
That's King Richard on HBO Max.
That was one of the movies that I was thinking about taking my immobile elderly gentleman to.
Oh, they would have loved it.
How did that go, by the way?
It was fun. I actually, I got a little drunk the night before, and my alarm didn't go off, and my mom called me. About 45 minutes.
Your grandpa and your great uncle are lost. Go get them.
Well, so I was just gonna meet them at the place that they were doing that, and she called me like 45 minutes after I was supposed to be there. So I got there like an hour late, pretty hungover.
Both your dad and your great uncle weren't there yet. They were also hungover in an hour and a half late.
No,
meet them there.
They were talking about politics when I got there.
Oh boy.
Like, well, here we go. But yeah,
he's like, I don't understand why they're allowed to vote. And you're like, okay. I'll cut this one off right now.
I just took him over to Ale Emporium, and that was it.
A place with alcohol. After they were just having a politics conversation.
Yeah, but they don't drink. They're too old to drink. No.
Yeah, that's when I asked you over the weekend if they had like chicken wings or something like that, and you said no because their stomachs couldn't take it.
Yeah, so
one got like a hot ham and cheese.
Yep, hot ham and cheese, and the other one was like a chicken wrap.
Oh my
and
god!
And they didn't get like the normal like fry side. One of them got a side of coleslaw, and the other one got a side of potato salad.
It's the most old man meal. Ham and cheese and a potato salad.
Jesus Christ.
Is it any more old man than that?
We all laugh, but you all know for a fucking fact we're going to be in that exact same scenario.
Yeah,
probably sooner, quite honestly. I'm already kind of there as it is. No.
Man, I love chicken wings.
The other thing that made me laugh was that they were, when I picked them up, they were both, oh, shit, I got to take this digestive thing about an hour before I eat every meal. One of them has to take it with Sunny D because I guess he has to have like vitamin C or something with it.
It's like being a fucking kid again. He's like, oh, this is Milton. His immune system's a little low, so he has to have this spritz of Sprite.
I need one of those digestive things right now.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Can I get one of those?
I don't even know what. It sounded like it was prescription.
The reason why that like everyone lives till 98 or whatever, like the median age that people die at has just steadily gone up, is not because the human body's meant to go that long.
Taco Bell diet.
Yeah, basically. No, the human body's meant to probably die at like 60, but because of all the medications we have now, you can just hold yourself together with medicine for like the last 25 years of your life, where it's like, well, my liver gave out when I was 52, but if I take this little yellow pill and hit myself in the heart really hard, my liver works again, kind of like you're pulling the ripcord on a fucking old generator, and then my ass stopped working when I was, you know, 63, but if I eat these two big honking pills, I shit like a fucking racehorse. Like, they just run through their little, the fucking Sunday to Saturday pill container, just open it up with a fucking myriad of different colors and shapes and sizes, and they throw them in like they're fucking popcorn out of the bowl, and they're like, all right, ready to go. I'm normal now. Taking 15 pills, and now I can function like a human.
Me the other day when I had, so you know, the you know those Gorton fish fillets, like at the store, like the frozen ones?
Yeah.
I hadn't had them in a while. So I got them the other day, and I cooked them in my air fryer.
Mm-hmm. You and, in the fucking air fryer.
And I forgot what they did to me. Oof. And I woke up at 2:30 a.m. and I had to take Watson out. And I woke up, I'm like, oh. And I had severe heartburn. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was having a heart attack.
And I was having a stroke.
Yeah. Did you did you like fuck up your esophagus at all? Like, did you hurt to eat food later? Because that's happened to me.
Not that I can remember, just because it was at like 2:45 a.m.
You still got saliva lining your esophagus.
Yeah, but man. Man, oh, no, my chest hurt like a motherfucker.
It's because
it's so
low, right below your heart. It's almost like your heart's boiling in a cauldron of hot water.
I was just standing in my bathroom, just trying to burp to make it feel better.
Please,
come on, give me a big one.
It's the kind
give me a big belch.
It's the kind of heartburn where you take the Tums, but it doesn't matter.
Like, no,
the
Tums it's too late.
The Tums will cut a little the edge off, but they don't stop it. And you're basically still sitting there burning.
If I wanted it to Tums to help, I should have taken them before I went to bed.
Yeah. Exactly. It's too late. Cammy's like, are you okay? You're like, it's too late, honey. I'm going to die in this shower.
I am dying in this bathroom tonight.
Oh, God. God, it is terrible. That, like, super, like, heartburn there, but then also, like, fiery poop. Like, that stuff fucks you up. For some reason, every
like
time
in,
I
like,
have,
24
like,
hours, like, 12 hours after you eat Buffalo Wild Wings?
Either that or, like, I had the spicy tacos I had on Sunday. I shat them out at work.
Oh, boy.
Nothing is worse than being in your work bathroom. Then you're, because every time I get, like, really spicy shit, and I'm on the toilet taking the shit, it's the worst thing. Where I feel I'm over there like having like half a panic attack as my asshole's on fire, and I'm like, this is the worst thing in the world. And then after like
it's never just one poop either.
No,
you poop once and then it comes back. Sometimes it's like 20 minutes after you got done. And you're like, my asshole's already ripped to shreds. Let's just finish
the
this.
The part that it's all makes it worth it, though, is that you go through all that pain and that suffering, and then like maybe after 2 or 3 minutes after the shit's cleared you, it all kind of just goes away. Like you stand up, you walk around a little bit, maybe you kind of spread out the spices.
Tuck your underwear into your butt cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. give it a good wipe whenever you're done. And then after maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, you're like, nothing happened. Like I didn't even have a spicy
shit. I didn't even poop.
Yeah, and then you're going to go eat spice tacos. Fuck your day up tomorrow. And you're just like, oh, I don't know why I keep doing this, because I forget about it.
Why
10 minutes
does my
after
asshole this keep burning? Oh, I keep eating mango habanero wings.
I should stop doing that. I keep getting ranchero fries from the fucking
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I realize that's not a good thing now. Then that kind of leads into the thought where it's like, I really want to live. I hate the idea of it, but with my luck, maybe I want to live to be 100, just so that. Whenever I make it to 100, everyone asks that dumb fucking question. How'd you make it to 100? How'd you make it? And they always say the most off-the-wall shit, and then everyone uses that as an excuse to do bad things. Like, every time it's like, Nancy's 106. She's the second oldest woman in the world. Nancy, what's your secret? And Nancy's like, I have a bourbon and smoke a cigarette every Saturday whenever I'm having a real gloomy Saturday. And then I like to eat a whole bratwurst every morning. And everyone's like,
She eats bratwursts in the morning and smokes cigarettes every day, and she's 106. What are we doing wrong? And it's like, she just didn't get the lung cancer. Like, come on, man. She got lucky on her hereditary shit, and now she's 106. And trust me, if I ever make it close to that, if I make it past 70, I don't give a fuck. I'll smoke. I'll do whatever just to get the day over with. Like,
meth?
Fuck it. Why not? It's just... I mean, at that point, why? Who cares? You die, you live to 75 or whatever. Sure, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do a little heroin.
What? I mean, what would you guys do?
Crocodile.
If you were trying to, you know, if you had made it to that point and you wanted to just
and
end
I wanted
it
to die.
Yeah,
that's I would skydive.
You'd skydive
without a parachute.
I don't think they'd let you. I feel like if an 85-year-old man
I would skydive. Like, I would do shit that, you know, I wouldn't care if I die, you know. At that point, I don't care
so
if I die.
Trying to
so if
die.
I jump out of the airplane and the parachute doesn't work, oh, well, fuck, I'm 82. Who gives a shit?
That's kind of what it turns into. Eventually, you stop caring. Like maybe you were in the bathroom and you had your heartburn and you're like, I'm going to die. And then you're 85 and you're in there like, maybe. Who knows? This might be it. Okay.
The fucking Gorton's fish fillets are going to do me in.
Real Elvis case.
Gorton fish fillets at the end of me. He died doing what he loved, eating Gorton fish fillets.
No.
They'll put you on their box from that point on. Yeah, Gorton's, yeah. Curtis's sponsor. He lost his life because he loved Gorton so much.
I don't have McDonald's a whole lot anymore, but whenever I do, I just always do a Big Mac just because that's just a go-to.
Well, that's like Big Mac.
And every time I have it, I just know I'm gonna hurt for a while.
You know, I haven't had
one thing
McDonald's in like 7 years.
Really?
No, like 6 years. I haven't had it. In
I
six
love
years.
How that's the barometer. Like everyone's like, I haven't had McDonald's. I was like,
but I'll eat every other
steak
fast.
And Shake, Taco Bell. Like it's all garbage.
Yeah. No, well, maybe well, I want to justify it.
I don't even.
I do eat all the other shit. I eat so much Taco Bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell, please come to the office, please.
I mean, Taco Bell doesn't affect me like it does, at least for you.
It fucks me up.
But
it's good. I love it.
McDonald's will just always leave my tummy going through the bubbles.
It's the spicy
nuggets. Yeah.
The thing that hurts my stomach is the spicy nuggets from Wendy's.
Those
things
fuck
me up.
I don't
up.
Know when the last time was that I had Wendy's. It's been a very long time.
So Wendy's is favorite. Okay.
Their french fries are good. I do like their french
Wendy's
fries.
Wendy's french fries
didn't
are
they just
good.
Revamp them again?
Yeah, they said that they're never going to serve soggy fries, and then if you get soggy fries,
shit.
You got to bring them back. I will say, I've had it like 3 times since then.
Not a single one.
All been nice and hot and crisp.
There's
They've
no
been fantastic.
There's no fucking way this is going to be able to, like, this is sustainable.
They don't have the best fast food fries, though.
It seems like every, like, 8 to 10 years, they do a revamp of their fries.
Yeah. Like 5 or 6 years ago, is that sea salt fries?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we got sea salt on
and
our
it
fries.
It was great at the beginning.
Oh, fantastic.
And then as time went on, it just kind of flew out the door.
Kind of tapers out.
You never, you know what French fast food fries always been good?
What's that?
Arby's curly fries.
Arby's curly fries are
delicious.
The only thing that you can get from Arby's, and I won't judge you for it. Like, if you get anything else from Arby's, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
I'll get
Arby's.
A buffalo chicken slider from there sometimes. That's pretty good.
I mean, that's just a
curly fries
slider. Basically what I'm saying is if you walk out of Arby's with a roast beef sandwich, you're fucking terrible. I hate you.
I don't mind if it's just the plain roast beef sandwich. I can do those. We actually, when I was playing tennis in middle school, that's what our pregame meal was. They would get us two of those.
Why? I'm so
I don't
sorry
know. I don't know. I always went out onto the court. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, I want to fucking sleep.
I hate my life. I'm gonna throw up on myself. I'm gonna throw up through my racket.
In college, I would always eat their. Well, not always, but I would occasionally get their Euros. And I would always be so nervous every time I ate it.
I've never had one
of
those.
Because it was actually good. I was like, oh, these are decent. That's why I had it more than once. But I was just always nervous because I was eating a Euro at Arby's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another good fast food fried. Uh-huh. Five Guys.
Five Guys fries are my favorite.
Always hot, always toasty, 100%. And you always get way more than you fucking
want. Yeah, they literally just dump them in the fucking
bag. A small
bag
is an extra large.
Yeah, basically. And I mean the Cajun fries. That's the way I go every time. Because
I'm
I
a regular Five
shit.
Guys kind
that's
of fries.
That's fair. I
they're
mean,
very good.
I've never had their Cajun.
It's very good.
I'm one of those people who will just dump the malt vinegar on.
Dump.
Just dump it.
I'm dump it.
Dump it.
Dump it.
Dump it.
You walk in there, they're like, hey, it's dump it, guy.
It's malt vinegar dumper guy.
Say it again, man.
Hey, what's then, up, YouTube? What's this is dump it.
What's up, cunts? This is dump it, YouTube. I'm going to dump a bunch of vinegar on these five guys' fries.
Bitch.
Sir, are you done with the bathroom? No, I'm not done yet. I'm making room for my malt vinegar five guys' fries. Dump it. And then you dump.
You let one loose in the toilet.
And then the guy's like, is that dump it guy? He's like, open up. I need to be dump it guy.
I'm shitting in here. Come on in.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'll sign your autograph. I'll sign your tits.
I'll sign your dumper.
I'll sign your dumper. Sign my dumper, dump it guy. I brought malt vinegar, dump it on my ass, and sign it. This has really gone off the rails. Yeah, Five Guys fries are my favorite fries just because, yeah. Large quantity, they're very good. Even when they are a little soggy and gross, they're still very good.
They're still very so good. Much. Seasoning on them, it's always good.
It's very
that's,
good, yeah.
That's got to be, like, compared to, like, In-N-Out, Shake Shack.
Fuck In-N-Out.
Never had In-N-Out.
Everything. Five Guys is the superior burger joint.
Burger, absolutely.
Now, it's I'll tell you right now.
Not too expensive.
Okay, no, Five Guys is expensive as shit.
It's a little expensive.
Five Guys, like, you want a burger and some fries, that'll be $38. Enjoy that, asshole. And you're like, thanks, man. And then you do it because you get 4 million fries. But even still, I will say this right now.
Like, Shake Shack is, like, at least $15 if you want fries, burger, and
basically.
A drink.
Yeah.
They kind of frame it in a way where it doesn't seem that way because the burger is $9. And you're like, $9 for a meal? That's not bad. And like, oh, no, that's the burger. Yeah, you want the fries?
You want the fries and extra $4.
$5, fuck you.
Bitch.
Bitch. You want a drink? That's $30 right there. Shake your ass to this shack.
Bitch.
And then they spit on you. And you pay for it because it's Shake Shack. That's the thing. Those burger joints, and I'm going to say this right now to all you people out there that like In-N-Out, fuck you. West Coast, I don't give a shit about you and your In-N-Out love. I went to In-N-Out once and I hated it. It was garbage.
It's really nothing special.
It's not. It tastes like shitty ass fucking diner food and that's it. The animal style, do you like your soggy fries soggier than they were before? Here's your animal style, shit ass.
So their fries are just garbage.
It's terrible. I mean, they're so really fucking bad.
Their burger is just like just a normal
burger.
It's
a burger.
You know, it's okay.
I ate it. It was fine. That's all I got.
Now, what I will say that I'm very passionate about with my hatred is Whataburger.
I've never had it.
Never had it.
Texans and all of them are just crazy about Whataburger. It's like fucking McDonald's down there to them, even though they have plenty of McDonald's.
Everybody's got a McDonald's. The Ethiopian village that doesn't have a gas station has a fucking McDonald's.
But, I mean, their Whataburger is just always trash. They never have anything in stock when it comes to, like, their milkshake, which is probably their best item on the menu. Their burgers are trash. They taste like a shitty Wendy's burger. And then their fries are exactly like fucking In-N-Outs where they're just trash, like bland fries.
And super thin, too. I'm not a huge fan of thin. The only restaurant, I don't know if I can call it that, gets away with thin fries, Steak and Shake. That's not because I'm eating them for the fries. I'm dipping them in the chili, and I'm eating chili fries. Like, that's why I like the thinner fries.
Or the cheese sauce, too.
Or the cheese
They're
sauce.
Not bad
exactly.
The cheese sauce.
Same situation. So it's like, those. That's the only place that gets away with thin fries. Nobody else. Well, I guess McDonald's does. Their fries are very good, too.
They do have good fries.
Their fries are good, but they do not have a long shelf life. Those things are dead about 10 minutes out.
You got to eat them.
You gotta eat
right
now.
Right when you
like,
get them, or you're
going to
have soggy fries.
Yeah, you better be dumping those in your mouth. You better be getting them road fries from the bag.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not getting them road fries.
Road fries while you're getting road head, if you know what I mean.
The person is putting their head through the bag, through the fries, to your dick, because it's through the bag and the fries.
And they're eating the fries while
sucking
your cock.
Sucking your dick. That's impressive. That's a lot of salt in your penis, which probably won't feel very good.
Well, the cum's salty, though, too, so it just goes well with French fries.
Not mine. Mine's sweet. I pour sugar in it.
Yeah, you pour sugar in your cum?
Yeah, I take a small glass rod, I insert it into my dick, much like sounding.
Yeah.
And then I pour Splenda down.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And then I shake my dick around a little bit.
That way, that's what you do when you're about to fuck.
Yeah,
And then you just like, hey, is that my cock? Tell me what my cum tastes like.
I feel like that's how you get a yeast infection.
Tastes like Splenda, right, bitch?
Oh, yeah, fucking suck on that Splenda cum. Hey, how's it going, everybody? We're talking about Splenda cum now.
I'm very confused because the showing or the tour that we have tomorrow, they literally just texted me. just to like confirm everything.
I'm they like, texted you and they said, never mind.
It is 8 o'clock. Why are you still at the office?
Yeah. I tell you what, these property managers are all a fucking weird bunch. We met a couple of strange ones yesterday. Oh, so I was telling Curtis this.
The first place was great. She was awesome.
Well, no, okay. So I didn't like it. Not the apartment. The apartment was good. But I didn't like it, and this is the reason why. When I went to go check out the place I'm at now, mm-hmm. when Ben and I went to go look through it, we got to the leasing office. They said, all right, the unit's over there. They handed us a key, and they said, there you go. And we walked to it ourselves, and we went in.
It's like a self-guided thing.
Exactly. That was perfect. I hate it.
So you don't feel like you're being watched as
exactly.
Looking,
yeah, I hate it whenever the property.
I've never done anything like self-guided.
That's the only one I've ever done. It was the greatest one because
it's even worse when you're by yourself though. Yeah, like last year when I was doing this just by myself and they're
just awkwardly staring at you like.
What do you think? Do you like all the amenities that are included here? We got this little game room
and
this pool.
Or they make a shitty joke and you're like, I don't give a fuck about your shitty joke. Or I was telling Curtis, like that one chick who walked us through their clubhouse and I said, in my head, I said, bitch, I am never going to be in this clubhouse. I will bet you a month's rent right now that I will never use anything in this clubhouse. I might come in here to pay you.
I will say that if they still have those massages going on, I will probably.
Yeah, that's
a
good
massage.
Point. Whenever we went there, they were doing like massages for their residents. Because
that's cool.
Every complex has their this resident event. Get to know your neighbors. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about my neighbors. If you're offering me a massage, I'll show up to that. Fuck.
I have a happy ending.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you guys do happy endings with this.
We were leaving, and then the honeymooners show up. Those old folks. Yeah. The one guy who's like. She says, you can have a snag. And he's like, oh, those are dog biscuits. Ha, ha, ha.
So have you guys decided if it's going to be a house or an apartment?
We haven't seen any houses yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
We were going to see one today, but that person didn't get back.
Yeah, it was going to be a townhouse that we're looking at today, but never heard back.
No.
You think you'll look at a house?
I'll look around and see if there's anything that would make sense. Because it's not even worth looking at if it's not going to really make sense budget wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll try. We'll see if maybe we can fit one in one more on Saturday or something.
Yeah, no big deal.
The chick from the first place, he called me earlier and she called me while I was talking to him. I'm like, give me some space. It was our first date. Yeah.
Jesus. God, this lady's really intense. She's going to listen to this and be like, oh, shit. She's doing all the research on us to figure out if we're going
to do
my
job.
Yeah, basically. And I mean, they're all weird breed. We met some interesting folks. That lady was fine. I mean, at the end of the day. But then we went to the other one, and that one was really weird.
Oh, my God. That was so weird.
It's
dude.
So strange. Now, granted, to be fair to these people, we blindsided them. Like, we walked in.
It's odd, though, because she even said I was on the calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
And I put it in for 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then they didn't message you.
No. And then they didn't message me, and I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to show up because it's online at least.
Yeah. And you're like, so I might as well. So he literally told me, he said, this might be a shot in the dark. They may not even. Have anything for us. I'm like, well, let's go check it out. And we got there and you might have expected that they've never seen somebody come in before for one of these because they were like, huh? He's like, yeah, I set something up online and I'm here for it. So do you want to, do you have anything? And they're like, oh, I mean, we'll have to see. And then she looking through the.
Well, that was the best part. She asked if I set it up on the phone or in person. And I was like, online. And she's like, we have a website?
Yeah, she's like,
what?
She's like, oh, the website?
The internet?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
The other confusing part was she was like, okay, then she was like, you know what? Okay, yeah, we might be able to get you into something today, see if you can look at it. I'm going to go get your leasing agent, and she'll be in very soon. I'm like, oh, the leasing agent. This chick is probably the top dog here, right? And then the leasing agent comes in, and she's younger than the person we just talked to.
Obviously new.
Yeah, obviously very new, because that old person eventually started training her in front of us.
Instructing her what to do.
Yeah, and I'm like, who's leading this right now? I'm like, why don't you just take us? Why does she have to take us?
And then they were like, well, usually we don't show anything but about 10 minutes before 5 because it's just a safety thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
It's because the light's going away. I'm like, are we going to mug
what
you?
What the fuck does that even mean?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's super weird.
So why did you make us wait 10 minutes for this new leasing agent that you have?
Yeah, basically, like, who cares? Like, and also, we can go look at it ourselves. Yeah. We have our IDs. We can't, like, yeah. be like, oh, we didn't set it on fire. Why is it burning down? When we were coming into that complex, though, because we both drove separate, so I was right behind Mad Mavs in front. We drove into the addition, and there was someone motoring in on one of those mobility scooters, detergent up front in the basket. Like, they made a quick Kroger trip.
Oh, yeah.
They're just driving down the road. Didn't give a fuck. Just, you know, like, I was like, this is good. This is a good sign.
That person's at that age where they don't give a fuck.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And I can't
Hit
wait.
Me!
I can't wait to get there.
Hit me!
That's going to be the best. But yeah, we checked out that one. That one was okay. The price was amazing.
Yeah.
they were making it sound like we were going to pay more money for having to come in January. Like, it's going to be about $1,300. And we're like, oh shit. Do I give you head or do you like $1,300? Fuck. I mean, I'd kill a man for $1,300 a month. But then we walked through it. It was pretty decent. That kitchen was garbage small. Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I mean,
shit?
It's, maybe it's just because it's winter right now, but I mean, it was a little bit depressing.
That's what I said. I was telling Curtis this. He said, when we walked out of there, we finally got away from the fucking leasing agent so we could actually talk about what we saw.
Yeah.
And I was like, one of the first things I said was like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I kind of wanted to hang myself in that place. And you were like, yeah, well, the lighting's a little, but then now here you are. You're like, yeah, it was a little depressing because it was.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just another option.
I mean, even if you don't cook, a small kitchen sucks.
It's fucking garbage. Like, there's so much that really goes on in a kitchen that is you don't realize. Like, where am I going to put my mail that I'm not going to throw away?
Yeah.
To put it on the counter.
Well, the first place definitely had a lot more storage.
Yeah. The layout for the first one was really good. The biggest issue being the fucking price of it was, like, the only thing that I'm like,
But, I mean, that's still, it's under $800 for each of us. So
hey, fuck you.
I think the one tomorrow is going to be a little bit more upscale.
Okay.
I don't remember what the price was, though. We can look at that after.
You know where that one's located? Let's go ahead and play this on the podcast. We have a tendency of doing this. We're like, we could do all this conversation before the podcast and then have that set and then just do a podcast. But no, it's like halfway through the podcast. Like, so what are we doing this weekend, guys? Like, I'm kind of bored on Saturday. You want to hang out or something? I don't know. But I'll just look at the address whenever we're done with
it. In Carmel.
Oh, nice. Carmel, so. God.
I think it's right on 146th, actually.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I drove down the road.
I drove on 146th after we departed yesterday. I almost pissed myself in my car because I had to pee before we left, and I did not realize it was going to be a 30-minute drive back to the... Because
it was like prime time rush hour.
Yes,
at that
it was.
Point.
So it's like... And also, 146 can go suck a dick. This all your 146 lovers out there, fuck you. 146 sucks. There's 15 stoplights.
Yeah, I mean, it's light after light.
Yeah, light like after light. And then there's one point where I think it's going over like 37, where it's three stoplights within maybe 30 to 40 feet.
Yep.
And I'm like, I am in the car about to piss myself so pissed off.
Hitting every red light.
Yeah, and we get to that three stoplight scenario. I can see all three of them in succession. I'm like, fuck this shit. Who came up with
this? I'm putting my car in park, and I'm getting out, and I'm peeing.
I was close.
I mean, you do have a lot of gas stations along that strip.
That's the thing. But by this point, I was right. I could see a gas station, but I was already in the lane that couldn't turn off easily onto it. And I'm the type of guy where I'm like, I don't want to, you know, like, get out of this lane.
I don't want to cut somebody off.
I don't
want to
be that asshole that, like, Guys, those people piss me off so much. The fucking assholes who, let's say you're in, like, you're on, like, the highway or you're getting onto the highway and it's, like, traffic and everything's, you know, stacked up and you get into the, you know, the right lane. It's all stop and go because that's how it is. And then that fucking dick rides that exit line all the way to get like 10 extra cars ahead. He's still going to be going fucking 0 miles an hour for the same 30 minutes that you are.
But I'm one of those people.
Yeah, fuck you. I hate those people so much.
You know
much.
The people that I hate?
Who's that?
I hate people that don't use their turn signals when they get over a lane.
Fuck those people.
But you want to know the people that I hate more?
Yeah.
The people that are already halfway in the lane and then they turn on their turn signal.
Like,
I'm just
what
like,
the fuck?
Just fucking commit to it and don't use the turn signal. Man,
commit and make me think that you're just an idiot or turn signal, please. I lost that sentence halfway through. Yeah, no. Anytime
the worst.
Anytime they don't indicate in turn, I just want to run into the back of them. And I should be allowed to. As an American that uses his turn signal.
You fucking rear-ended me. Well, you didn't use your fucking turn signal.
Use your turn signal, cunt. And then you throw a card at him that says turn signal check or whatever. And that just, the cops show up and they're like, did you use your turn signal check card? And I'm like, you did. You bet I did. And they punch it like a fucking punch card. And like, sorry, man. He turn signal checked you. So go fuck yourself. The cop shoots his tire and walks away. He's like, and per the standard procedure, he pulls out a knife and slashes one of his tires. He's like, now you're going to have to deal with that cunt. And he spits on his feet and gives him a ticket for $150. And then you're like, yeah, use your fucking turn signal. And then you drive away with your fucked up car because you slammed in the back of it. Like, I showed him. Ha! Got him. Only fucked up my car. Showed him. Ha! Bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
God.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it does. Pop filter feels
could be
good
a good time for
mustache,
an ad read, dude.
I'm looking. Holy shit.
I was going to say.
What are we at?
Is that right?
Or what are we at?
50 minutes already?
We're going to be a late ad read today, folks.
I'll have to
for all those that were waiting for the
new ad.
I'll just cut that part that we were going to bleep for 30 seconds.
There you go. Just cut it out.
Yeah.
That's good.
God, fuck. 50 minutes?
How are we? We're like, I usually look and it's like 8 minutes in.
Yeah. I guess today we had the right amount of energy and enough shit to talk
perfect
about that actually fills this podcast.
No, we got on the fast food and then we got on some other shit that I can't even remember already.
You know, this is going to be the best episode yet. I can't wait to tell my girlfriend so she can say once again, you've said that about every episode, Stuart.
Yeah, like, but I mean it about this one.
But I mean about this one. Fuck you.
Bitch. Bitch, please come to the office.
That would be the best goddamn day at school. You know how?
All right, guys, I gotta go to the office.
Yeah, do you know how many classrooms would just immediately erupt into cheers and laughter if the vice principal walked over? Like, all right, bitch, please come to the office, bitch. And everyone's like, oh, he said, bitch. Yeah, start clapping.
Woo! Oh God.
Woo! Basically,
bitch,
bitch.
Oh God.
I forgot what voice you did last week that, like, you did. It was the Marge Simpson voice. You did it.
Holy!
You did it in such a way that I'm like, I've never heard that ever before. It doesn't sound like it's coming from you at all. Especially since I couldn't see your mouth because of the pop filter. I was just like, who's making
that? I know 100% that I always did that Marge Simpson voice, like, 4 months ago.
Yes, you did. You did it in the hotel room.
Yeah,
when we were
I did
at my
a
bachelor
lot
party.
I did it a lot.
Room. And we just like you played that fucking Homer Simpson snoring.
Now hold on, because I don't remember most of that bachelor party because I was sick and I'm in a bit drunk for most of that thing. I was so sick during that whole fucking thing.
And I fucking had to sleep with you.
Yeah, you did. Then you got
and then
sick.
Then I got sick for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but, oh my God. I was only for like 2 days. It sucks to be you, I guess. Yeah. No, I was dying at that baseball game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was either going to throw up on the person in front of me or I was about to pass out. I wasn't sure which.
Yeah, no, I
fucking... We all three of the four of us got beers and we both collectively probably drank 5 sips out of it. I paid $11 for that fucking beer and then I sat down and I'm just like, if I drink this, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I felt okay once we got to the stadium.
Yeah.
And once we sat down, I was like, uh-oh.
It was hot as fuck.
Something isn't right here.
Yeah, because there's no wind, so you're just kind of sitting in the sun. Just, fuck.
There was like an hour rain delay.
Yeah. Which that was nice because then we got to stand up and go like out.
Yeah,
to the
it cooled
deck
off after that.
Yeah, you went to the deck and you're getting blasted by that beautiful breeze.
That's,
like,
Cody and I had to go there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you guys
we were like, where the fuck are these guys? I mean, they're just up there getting breeze.
I probably took like 13 mini naps that entire
I went
game.
When we left there, I literally went into the bathroom and just sat on the toilet with pants on for like 15 minutes, just trying to regain consciousness. Because I didn't want to, if I was going to throw up or pass out, I didn't want to do it in the seats.
Yeah. My buddy wake up, start slapping. You're not moving. Like, ah, he'll be fine. Whoa, a home run or whatever. Fuck,
yeah. Fucking baseball hits him in the fucking head.
Oh, baseball!
He yells as his blood pouring out of his nose. Lodged in my forehead.
Yeah, ball.
Oh god. I'm notorious for because I'm sleep deprived 95% of the time because I'm bad at going to sleep.
Me too.
But I'm notorious for, like, especially at work, like in the first maybe like hour or two while I'm there, I'm so goddamn tired. I'll be sitting at my desk like midway through something that I'm working on and then just nod off, like literally just.
That's like, what'll happen to me sometimes. I'll be like, I can feel myself falling asleep.
Yep.
And I'm just like, all right, it's time to get up. Go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Take a shit.
Yep.
And take a little 10-minute nap while I'm in there. Just close
Daddy's
my eyes and
go take a
come
10
look at look
shit
look
nap.
At my look at my watch when I get up and I'm like, oh fuck, I've been in here for 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad because like now I've never gone out for more than like maybe like 2 or 3 minutes while I've been at this place. Obviously, I talked about it on a previous podcast about how I'd fall asleep like whole ass meetings at my previous job. But for this one, I'll be out for like 2 or 3 minutes. But sometimes, like, I'll be sitting at my desk with my arms crossed, you know, like I'll nod and like 2 minutes have passed. And then I feel really awake. I'm like, oh, fuck, I just gained like 8 hours of sleep in 2 minutes. Yeah, that's pretty nifty.
I did that at my past job where if it was like we had a lot of idle time, I would, you know, it was usually like 2 or 3 o'clock at that point when it hit me.
That's the worst.
And I would like kind of nod off for a second. And then I wake up when I get a call. It'd be like 2 minutes, and I wake up, and I go into the call and be like, "Oh, I'm good now. I can make it till 5 o'clock."
You need like that tiny little power.
There's that wind at like 8:15, right when you get in there. You're tired as shit. 8:15 for me. Yeah. I know it's different for other people.
Well, I'm saying like,
but 15 minutes into my shift, and then right when I'm about 2 hours left. My eyelids just get fucking heavy because you've been there for 7-8 hours,
yeah,
and you're just like, ah, oh, fuck.
The thing
it really makes me fucking hate just what fucking industrialism did to our society.
Yeah, basically, it makes me hate work, that kind of work. That's why, like, I envy the people who work from home because I know that you can't, you know, like, just not show up to work and still technically work type of shit, but like. Because maybe you're actively working for 2 or 3 hours at a time at most, you could go take a fucking like half hour nap. Like literally go leave your desk, go to your room, sleep for a half hour, get up, come back over, and you're still at work. Maybe you missed an email from your boss who's like, hey, what's going on with this? And maybe he's like, he's just working on something else. Like, no, I was just taking a fucking nap, asshole.
And if you get in trouble, your boss will tell you to go to your room and take a timeout.
Go to your room, take a timeout, get boom boom like that, and expect me to not send you to your room. And you're like, I'm sick of it here. I hate it here. And you stomp away.
Throw a tantrum. Cry on
like,
Zoom.
I want my blankie. And he's like, fuck your blankie.
Go to your room.
Muted. Fuck you.
That's why remote would be nice for me here in the future when I have my child.
Yeah, especially.
That'd be fantastic.
I think remote work would be really good for people with kids then. Because then you'd hold the baby in one arm and be like, what was that? Hold on.
Oh, I'm holding my newborn child. Maybe you should, you know, I'm holding my newborn child here. And
I'm breastfeeding my
child.
Breastfeeding my child. Maybe you want to refinance
I have every intention of getting this all the way there for you guys.
We're
going
to go ahead and take care of that for you guys.
You know, I'm holding my newborn child in my hand. You want to know her name? Oh, gosh, she's so beautiful. She's such a beautiful.
Oh, she.
She's a little
beautiful.
You know
it's going to be a boy.
It's going to be a boy.
Yeah.
Absolutely going to be a boy.
With your luck and what you guys keep wanting.
It's gonna be a boy, and then I'm gonna punt him.
Yeah, basically, we're doing it again.
We're gonna get a better one.
His name is football.
It's football.
Hey, client, you want to hear the name of my son? His name is football.
Football.
And then they just hear, poof.
Football. Football to the office, please. Yeah. Football.
Football to the office, please. Thank you.
You kick punt the baby all you want. What?
Did you just punt your child?
It's not my child. Somebody else's.
No, it's not.
That's not mine. That's not you guys mine. Mixed it up with somebody else's. Mine doesn't look this fucking ugly. Start shaking it. Got it by the scruff of its neck.
What kind of dumb fuck would name their kid football?
Yeah, I'm trying for a girl. We'll keep going until we get one.
Ten kids later.
10 kids later. Fuck this one.
Dumpster's getting full, guys. Yeah, he's like, I can't push any more out, Kurt. You need to either settle with a boy or that's
take it.
It's either we're having a boy or no more. That's all we got now.
Yep.
I can't throw away 10 kids. I've only thrown away 9.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, this one's a boomerang.
Yeah, whoa.
Boomerang child coming to the office. Please, boomerang child to the office.
Oh, God. Yeah, fuck. Oh, these poor people are going to listen to the beginning of this podcast and hear stupid fucking Mike Hawk bits.
Mike Hawk's coming in, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it would be better if... do it, but in the JFK voice.
What?
My cock to the office, please.
My cock, come to the office, please. My cock.
Yeah.
My...
Oh, my God, he's dead.
It's me, Jackie Kennedy. I'm also here. My That's cock, me, come my to the cock. Office, please. Can we get his brains off the microphone, please? Thank you.
I think that sounds exactly like what... You know, like a 60s microphone loudspeaker sounds like.
Oh, like whenever they did all the famous pop 60s song, like, bitch, get out of the kitchen. Yeah. You know, let's bring that back again.
Thank you for tuning in to 103.6. Thank you for tuning in to 8. The 8th radio station.
Ever.
Ever. In the world. We're going to play the number one top song of the 1961 hits. Separate but equal.
Oh, God. I apologize. I'm going to preemptively apologize for that one. Cancel me if you will.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Oh, wow.
There goes all my hireability. We really need this podcast to take off because I'm not getting hired anymore.
God.
Well, I guess we can sign off on that one.
Yeah, no, we can't sign off on the podcast yet. We got to do the Patreon episode for Clint. It's just an hour and a half of just us screaming into the mic. He's like, this is the best one yet. When do the slurs happen? I keep suggesting slurs.
I'd say this like $1 million tips for slurs.
I tell you, boys, it's a solid podcast, but just one slur and you're... Top of the charts. Watch out, 99% invisible. Here comes Babe, I Love You. Watch out, cereal. Here comes the slurs. Tune in next week for our first inaugural episode of our other podcast called Slurs.
What is the number one podcast?
I think it's broken down by categories. There's not like one ultimate podcast. There's not one supreme podcast. I need a supreme podcast, please.
Look at that one.
This I'm pop filter right ain't now. Worth shit on my peas today.
On my penis today.
Man, why do they have to call it a pop filter?
Top shows. So top I'm looking. Shows. This is on Apple Podcasts. So this
so it's like
different.
Not official then, is what you're saying, because it's Apple.
Fuck you. So I don't. I haven't heard of most of these, but. Number one is American Radical by MSNBC.
I have no idea.
Yep, I'm looking at the same list.
Number two is The Daily by the New York Times.
So these are like a lot of news things.
Crime Junkie is number three.
Gross.
It's basically, after that, it's pretty much all true crime shit.
Yeah, God damn Morbid, it. A true crime podcast.
And then number eight is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Oh, lovely.
And then after number eight is number nine, which is the Always Sunny podcast.
Okay. Yep. They have a podcast?
I guess so. I didn't know that.
Man, I just don't like that show.
I like it. It's a good show.
I think I don't like it because everyone really likes it, and I just don't like it.
I can't watch more than a couple episodes at a time, though.
Oh, without you being like, man, my head hurts.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. I can't watch more than fucking 1 minute, 1 second of the show. I hate it so much, and then I'd go watch Young Sheldon, like the upstanding.
Fucking love Young Sheldon.
Oh, my fan. Let's go back to the bit from what was the first episode of the second one where I talked about child slavery or whatever with Young
young Sheldon.
It's the episode about where he goes, where he joins the Taliban.
Oh yeah, he joins the Taliban.
God, good grandma. Oh my God, it's going up sliding my hand up my legs.
Oh, these are nice pants.
Oh, thank you.
Those pants. I like how your boy.
My mother-in-law bought them for me.
Oh.
No, he's been asleep for about 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, he's like they're fucking.
He was fucking the blanket, and then he just finally decided to stop and take a nap.
He came. He got tired.
Nothing
like that post nut.
He's trying to bite and rip the comforter, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't know why you have to do this, but you know, you do you.
Nothing like that post nut sleepiness. Get a little sleepy.
Hell yeah.
Sleepy sleep after.
Oh yeah.
After painting something with your. With your schmeat, cum.
Oh,
I can't wait until the true crime hype bubble thing pops.
I don't think it will, though. I feel like that's kind of...
Literally every podcast is fucking true crime.
Yeah, it is.
Every fucking new documentary on Netflix, HBO, Hulu, it's all true crime. Like, I don't care anymore. I'm tired of crime.
I'm tired of crime. This is bullshit.
Give me something new.
That is true, though. And I mean, how many crimes truly are there that are noteworthy? Like, yeah. I know there's a lot of crime, sure, but I don't need to hear about how some dude robbed a fucking 7-Eleven. Like, how many ones where it's like...
Well, we dug deep into this crime that happened here at our local Applebee's. The guy broke in and he shot three people and... All because he didn't get the boneless wings for 25 cents.
He got the 2-for-20 deal, but it was $28.
No. And he murdered every employee there. The murder is still unsolved to this day.
It was grisly. Grisly
blood everywhere.
But typically the true crime podcast, isn't that literally just like two ladies will be doing it and one of them be like, this is what happened. And the other one's like, ooh, what? Gross or ooh creepy? What? No,
what?
I don't like that.
I do like how they on Dexter they brought in this fucking
this podcast.
I think that's a good spin for them.
Yeah, they're really going in every direction that they can.
They're all over. They're touching every base,
literally everything. And it's like what the first three episodes.
Yeah,
now?
That's
on episode five. We got episode five right after the podcast here.
Okay,
yeah, we're gonna do a live watch.
I gotta go home.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I gotta go home.
No. You made a deal.
I didn't make any deal. I haven't eaten that taco yet.
I'll give you a cookie.
I get the taco and the cookie.
You have to share the cookie with me.
Okay, that's fine.
But, yes.
All right, fine. You got me.
Got him. All he needs is cookies and fucking Taco Bell.
I just need food. Just give me food.
Just need
stick
food.
Just like feed me and I'll be like great.
I'll be great.
I'm such a fucking Scorpio.
Yeah.
We got a season finale of... I don't know why I said it like that. It's the last race of the year.
Oh boy,
Sunday. That's
Sunday. You wanna come
huge.
Over?
Huge. I'll. I was thinking about it. I'll do my best, but again, the race is at 8 a.m.
I know.
So
I'll do my best.
I'll do my best.
You know, you wake up at 7:30 and you want to run over? Be my guest.
Okay.
You just text me when you're here. I'll unlock the door. We'll get up. We'll watch it, and then we'll fall asleep on the couch.
Okay.
I will not be at this time. I'll not be up at 8 a.m.
I'll grab a bottle of champagne for each of us.
Fuck yeah. And orange juice. We'll have mimosas.
Yeah, mimosas.
Oh, what a way.
And
I will be at this event on Sunday.
Stuart's going to be one of the racers there. He's going to be one of the F1 racers.
Yeah.
Yeah, your own sponsorship, right? Who's your sponsor again?
Huggies.
Huggies and Viagra.
Huggies and Viagra. One came first and the other one offered a lot of money, so I just had to take it. It's up to you to determine which one came first. Answer our poll on Twitter.
Which one came first? I'll make the poll for this episode.
Fuck yeah. Which one came first? Huggies or Viagra? Yeah. That's almost like a chicken and the egg scenario there.
This might be the one that I share.
You think so?
I think so. I think I'm going to do it.
I will not share this.
I was going to share the last episode. But
why didn't you?
I think this one's good.
I mean,
this is high quality.
I feel like we could probably do it for the last two episodes as well.
It's pretty high quality.
I there's no point in me sharing it because you guys are
nobody follows you.
You guys,
you don't even use social media.
Yeah, I know.
You only use TikTok.
Now hold on, I do tweet like once every 4 years.
You liked one of my tweets the other day that you literally probably had no idea. I fucking look on my phone. I was watching the Georgia Alabama game. I'm like, what the fuck's happening with Georgia's defense? And then this motherfucker over here.
likes the tweet. Like he had any idea what was going on. He's like, oh, God damn it.
That was definitely a bit.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't know what you're talking about, no.
100%.
I'm going to put it on my Facebook page so that all of my relatives can be like, oh, Stuart did a podcast.
They oh, my God.
Yeah, they listen to the episode. They're like, oh, geez. He really went downhill.
He's talking about his own mother getting plowed.
This Mike Hawk bit is really good, though.
That was really good. Mike Hawk, come to the office, please.
I thought I knew he was a little autistic, but I didn't know he was that autistic.
Fuck.
We got Rough and Rowdy tomorrow night, too.
Rough and Rowdy. Rough and Rowdy.
I'm looking forward to that. I think Jersey Jerry's going to...
Yeah, definitely.
Where the fuck, Jeff?
I just like to watch all the methed out West Virginian people fight.
That's great.
Stu, you coming?
No.
You don't want to watch let me show you the pictures of the people on the card.
I have seen it before.
Let me show you the people that are the main headliners of this fight, and then maybe you might reconsider here. Hold on.
It'll be good. I think Jersey Jerry actually is going to be a very.
I mean,
good
so listen here, folks. You guys, it sounds like a fun event with a couple of good buds, but I've got like three video games that I need to play.
This is one of the guys competing.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, look at him. Look at him.
I love how he's like, he's right next
look
to
at
like
him.
A main road.
His name is Crazy Bird.
I love how
he looks like he does meth every single day.
He's doing this promo video in like a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You really got to come watch
it.
Yeah,
I don't
you
think I
come,
will.
You
I
gotta come over,
I
yeah.
think I've got a...
You gotta come over. Yeah.
I gotta play the Halo Infinite campaign.
You literally have from when you go off work, which is what? Well, so we have our thing at 3:30. After that, you have like 4 hours before it even starts.
Yeah, but then I have to like go to bed because I have to work on Saturday.
Yeah, you can sleep here.
Yeah.
You've done
when
it before.
When does Rough and Rowdy start? I have to take
8 o'clock.
Care of these dogs.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
I can't sleep here. I got to take care of those dogs.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
No,
I can't. Like, well, I gotta,
you can watch a few, at least a few.
It'll end by like 10 or 11.
Fuck that.
It'll end by like 10. It's an hour and a half, 2 hour thing.
God, no. It's not happening.
I think I'm just going to kidnap you and bring you here.
Yeah. You don't know where I live.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You don't know. You can't kick it in there. It's all locked.
I mean, there's a 520-pound guy fighting a 410-pound guy. The 410-pound guy, his nickname is Vito the Torpedo.
Hey, it's me, Vito the Torpedo. I'm going to fucking torpedo
I'm
your
I'm
going
to fuck your face over.
I'm going to fuck Vito the Torpedo. Please come to the office. Vito the Torpedo, please come to the office.
Oh, dear God.
Vito, find Mike Hawk on your way here. He never came to the office. Hello, everyone. JFK is back.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Yeah.
Vito the Torpedo.
Vito the Torpedo, please. Oh, my God, not again. Vito the Torpedo, please come to the office.
No, I got to play that Halo Infinite campaign because I played it last night and man.
I heard it's really bad.
It's so funny.
I heard it's really, really bad. You shouldn't even download it.
I'm going to sneak into your little home that you're living in.
I already fucking started playing it. It was so much
fun. I'm
going to
take that PC that you got there.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to take it.
You're just going to take it.
Lock it in my trunk.
Curtis found the secret. If you need Stuart to go anywhere, take his PC because that's where he's going. If the PC's going, Stuart's there.
Kind of like when you would take the pieces off of his controller.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, those good days.
Those good days.
I wish you played more video games so I could steal those Sims. Sit still. Sorry. Sometimes I stroke out in the podcast.
Still.
Yeah. Fuck.
Still.
Fuck.
Just whatever the starting noise of the intercom is and just...
Fuck.
That's it.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Fuck, it's not on.
Oh, shit, it's on again. Fuck. Stop. Hold on, the microphone's still on. I don't know how to turn this thing off. Where's Vito the Torpedo at?
Quit fucking me, Victoria.
Victoria, stop fucking me. Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria, stop fucking me, please. For my name is JF.
Queen Victoria, now you can come to my office now that JFK is dead.
JFK is gone. No, I'm not dead. I am alive.
All right, come here, Victoria.
Come here, Victoria. Bring me your supple breasts.
Woo. Man, sharing this one for sure. The quality is top notch. These jokes are out of this world.
We should probably sign off.
Yeah, I agree.
What time is it? That's awesome.
A minute 14.
A minute 14? Wow, we've really not been recording too long.
Yeah, well, I'd say... I guess this was good then.
Yeah.
It's good to catch up with you guys. Haven't seen you in a while.
I literally saw you yesterday.
No.
Yep.
I haven't seen you
guys. I haven't seen you in a while.
No, because you keep fucking ditching me on fucking. You ditch me and Mav on Sundays now.
Yeah.
For some
Sundays
low life.
Are boy days.
No, that's for my girlfriend.
No, 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 no. She gets Saturday evenings and nights.
I try to
get Sundays.
I try to tell her that, but then she just goes, Stewie! She yells at me again, and I start crying, and it's a whole affair.
We just need to grow some balls and just leave.
Grow some balls in the office, please. Grow some balls.
All right. Well,
don't let me have this ability next podcast. I don't know what you need to do so that
I can't do this, but it's too
easy for me. It's too easy to rely on.
Oh, it's never been like this before.
I know. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe we fucked something up. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Okay. Maybe we won't. Maybe all of our equipment is going to fail next week, and this will be our last episode.
Because we're definitely buying another one of these. Fuck that. We had a good run. It's a mini series.
Fuck.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in again.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe thank you, Clint. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Clint.
Clint Eastwood.
We'll see you on Sunday, Clint.
Yeah. See you on Sunday when you come for your third tier backer that you now pay for. You give us $30,000 a month.
And just for weekly meet and greets.
Yeah, just to hang out with us on Sunday. I love hanging out with the boys, yelling slurs and passerbys.
Gotta fucking intercept him from his old person home van that he gets taken him to the house here with.
We'll take Mr. Eastwood now. We'll take him to the home. Are you sure? Yeah, we're sure. And he's like, you busted me out. Let's go. We're going to go play baseball on the sand lot. Oh, God.
All right. Well, babe.
And I'm going to point a finger gun at random gangbangers and get shot. Sorry.
Are you ready now?
Yeah, it's all out of me. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Babe, I love you.
Babe, I love you.
Babe, I love you.
Goodbye.
Oh, good night, everybody.